This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Each night, while you're probably fast asleep, a motley crew armed with video cameras and police radios prowls the Los Angeles area searching for a story. These stringers, as they're called, are looking for car crashes, fires, and other mayhem in the hopes of selling the footage to TV news stations. For them, each siren wail could be the sound of their next windfall. But as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, stringing can also be a dangerous way to make a living.
It's a late Tuesday night in Compton, California, and Brent Sporn is cruising down Long Beach Boulevard in his silver Chevy Tahoe. Compton is a small, crime-plagued city that borders southern Los Angeles. And at the moment, this street is actually pretty quiet. But trouble is coming from the south.
All units, the vehicle is described as a red Scion. It had Huntington Beach plates on it.
A suspect in Orange County is racing through residential neighborhoods at over 100 miles an hour, hoping to outrun the police. Sporn listens to the chase unfold on one of the 9 police and fire radios he's had installed in his SUV. Curiously, it's not the driver's disregard for human life that's got his attention.
I didn't even know a Scion could go 100 miles an hour. I had one. That's amazing. That really is.
If Sporn sounds a bit blasé about the whole thing, it's because for him, this is just another Tuesday night, working as a stringer.
It's going to cause a big accident. It's going to kill some innocent person. It's going to happen.
If that does happen, Sporn and his sidekick slash navigator, Danny Mendoza, will race to the scene and videotape the aftermath, hoping to sell the footage to local TV news. Of course, each station has its own staff of cameramen, but they rarely work overnights. That's where stringer crews with names like On Scene Video, Street Heat, and Nighthawks come in.
Pays very well. It just depending on how much you bust your butt. You can have one story and you can make, somewhere close to $10,000 in one night.
Unfortunately for Sporn, the police chase of the red Scion will not be a cash cow. The suspect ends up crashing into a parked car. And stringers know that if a bad guy gets hurt, the tape isn't worth anything. But if an innocent person is injured, then they could be looking at a payday. Because they use this macabre math formula, one that converts human tragedy into dollars and cents, they're sometimes called night crawlers or vultures or even worse. Sporn says that anger is misdirected.
It's not that I'm trying to profit off of anybody. I'm just out there catching, and documenting all the bad chaos that happens. I'm not causing the chaos. It happens every single day, and it's going to continue that way.
And that chaos can also be dangerous stuff to wade into. Because stringers are so amazingly skilled at listening up to police and fire chatter on their radios, and because most of their trucks are equipped with GPS, they often get to the scene at the same time as police. That's precisely what happened last month, as LA County Sheriff's deputies opened fire on a suspect in Compton.
Just as I get ready to hit record, the guy opened fire, and, I mean, the sheriff's deputies, started opening fire. And, I had no cover. Bullets were coming at me, hitting the concrete next to me, hitting the cars next to me. And it was scary.
Oh, my God.
The suspect was unarmed, but in the confusion, deputies fired off 120 shots at the man. He was injured, and the footage provided by Sporn and other stringers helped stoke a public outcry. Eventually, 12 deputies were suspended.
Most people don't realize how much crime happens in this city.
Josh Harville certainly does. He's another stringer for On Scene Video. He, too, was at the Compton shootout and was very nearly hit himself. Sitting in his black SUV, the 25-year-old married father spends most nights with his scanners blaring, steeping like a teabag in the bad behavior of the county's 10 million residents.
There heard 5 shots fired and a male screaming. It's code 3 and says 350-8402.
My wife says I'm not as sensitive as she'd like me to be, but that's just, it's kind of hard to be sensitive to stuff when you see everything you see every night. I'm kind of numb to everything, so.
Like most stringers, Harville started out listening to police radios as a hobby when he was a teenager. Back then, he says, he wanted to be an officer, but eventually found the money was better on the other side of the camera. Although the money is good for a 25-year-old who didn't go to college, he's tired of stringing. And over his wife's objections, he recently applied to Halliburton and Dynacorp for jobs working security in Iraq.
Male Hispanic, about 18 years old, wearing a gray, wife beater type slingshot shirt, blue jeans.
A call comes in describing a suspect who's fired at police and is now on the run. The Compton location isn't that far from the scene of last month's big shootout.
He had black gloves on, but I've got one of them here, so he may have dumped the other one also.
Harville gets there just moments after two LAPD helicopters do. As sheriff's deputies fan out on the ground, the choppers fly in tight circles, nearly touching the rooftops of the neighborhood's tiny, ramshackle houses. Every window in sight is covered with bars.
If shots are fired, they're going to be from the backyard. This is probably not a good place to stand. Look, and you got this guy in his underwear walking down the street.
This neighborhood is obviously used to this sort of thing. The residents buy food from a taco cart and mill around, just feet from where the SWAT team is operating. With guns drawn, officers slowly walk down the street, using one of their cars for cover. The suspect is spotted in an elderly woman's backyard.
He's under a tree in the backyard near a Ford Thunderbird, gray or brown in color.
As police close in, Harville gets as close as he can to film the action.
If by chance they do shoot this guy, it'll be right there, and I'm going to run up there, but I don't think you should.
What's the plan when there's a gunfight and you don't have a bulletproof vest? Just try to get behind something?
Get behind one of the cars and try and shoot over the top. You pretty much got to know you're probably going to... If you just tell yourself you're probably going to get shot, hopefully it won't be a surprise if it happens.
Fortunately, it doesn't happen. In fact, the suspect manages to escape the dragnet altogether. The case is eventually turned over to detectives, and Harville isn't sure if that helps or hurts his chances of selling the footage. But he doesn't have much time to wonder. Just as things wrap up in Compton, he gets news of a dead body found in Westwood near UCLA. His eyes light up because, he says, dead bodies almost always make the news. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.